When it comes to autism, there is no one formula to spot it, no list of characteristics that fit the bill each time. And while autism awareness is spreading, there are still places it can reach farther, for example, law enforcement. From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Casey Kuhn reports how one department has turned a misjudged and highly publicized incident into an opportunity to learn.
Stay down.
I'm okay. Ugh.
When a Buckeye police officer saw a 14-year-old boy in a neighborhood park this July, he mistook his behavior, rubbing his hands, putting them up to his face, and pacing for drug use. What happened after, when the police fell with the teen and held his arms down, was recorded on a body camera video and made national news.
An autistic teenager in Arizona is speaking out about a confrontation with
outrage and a whole lot of questions tonight surrounding a dramatic piece of video.
And the video doesn't look or sound good when the autistic boy screams, terrified. But Buckeye police say the rest of the video, which is mostly a back-and-forth conversation between the officer and the teen's caretaker, isn't as dramatic. But it shows those involved come to an understanding.
It's called stimming. I'm sorry, if you knew about autism.
It's okay. And then when I was trying to identify him, it seemed like he wanted to run away from me.
Well, because you scared him.
The resulting attention and video release turned a spotlight on the small department. And Police Chief Larry Hall says the situation could have been better managed.
I think the police department could have done a better job handling it. I could have done a better job handling it.
Hall says there are challenges when disabled behavior sometimes mirrors drug use.
But I think as we're able to better delineate the differences, we can become more effective. And I think that's where we just need to spend more time observing before we make contact and being better trained.
Buckeye Police Department's investigation of the incident recommended the officer go to a crisis intervention training class, or CIT. Buckeye Police added extra training and community outreach to learn more about the autism spectrum.
Okay.
At an hours-long event last month, Cynthia McCluskey with the Autism Society of Greater Phoenix came out to give a presentation to Buckeye residents with autistic children. She explained how to help their kids know what to do in an encounter with the police.
Because, let's be honest, the whole Buckeye incident wouldn't have looked that way if that child had known some of the things we've just already talked about.
The presentation said not to run away from an officer and to do what police say. Chief Hall was there along with three other officers. McCluskey says she wants to keep autistic kids safe after an incident where an autistic person in another Valley city was shot and killed.
And of course, people always want to demand that the police be trained, and that would be great, except that I don't have control over that.
Hall says his goal is to get all of his 90 officers trained in CIT. Right now, about 20% of the department has in-depth training, but that could get a boost from the newly formed West Valley CIT Coalition, which gives the eight departments involved an opportunity for officers to take 40-hour training four times a year.
The need for training was out there, and there wasn't a lot of training spots available to fill the need that everybody had.
Iva Rohde is with El Mirage Police and helps manage the training. It involves lectures and role-play scenarios where officers learn the best way to deal with someone in a mental health crisis. Rohde says it usually means more watching and waiting than immediate force.
And it gives them kind of that base or that core to work from where they can still handle mental health calls and feel like they've got the resources to do so.
And more police have this intensive training. Laura Usher with the National Alliance on Mental Illness says there are about 3,000 CIT programs across America now, but it needs to be everywhere.
We still have a long way to go to make sure that every community is served by the right kind of crisis response, but it's a huge growth over the last 15 years.
Usher says most communities don't have crisis mental health services easily accessible and so turn to the police. That can lead to forceful encounters like in Buckeye or even fatal encounters. But with more CIT training, Usher thinks all police can safely identify what to do when meeting someone with a disability. Buckeye Police Chief Larry Hall is confident the department can turn this incident into a learning opportunity. He sees how policing is changing and wants to keep his officers ready for anything.
As we get better on the science side, you know, we need to take that and learn on the law enforcement side as to how to better, more effectively deal with people with disabilities, and that's important.
Also, incidents like the one this summer can be avoided in the future. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Buckeye.